the UWS Sport Update with Andrew Wynn. Hamilton Academicals travel back to Dumfries this weekend, hoping to return to winning ways after their Scottish Cup defeat to Queen of the South 4 days ago. The Scottish Championship leaders were knocked out of the Cup to the side they faced this Saturday, ending a run of 4 games undefeated. Joining me in the studio today to discuss this is UWS reporter David Graham. David, Accies have been in good form this campaign so far.
Yeah, they have been, Andrew. They've been very good form. They've won 7, drawn 3 and lost 1 so far in the league. And they're currently top of the league by 2 points. They've got a very good defence, only conceded 5 goals this season. And their front line is also looking good for their promotion hopes, with 16 goals scored. This morning I spoke to Accies defender Michael Devlin, who told me he's revelling the chance to go back and right the wrongs from last weekend's defeat at Queen of South.
No, exactly. It's a quick chance for revenge. We felt that we had done enough, maybe we'd done enough chances to win the game. So they obviously they took their chance and scored. So it's a chance for us to go down and get the win again and put what we thought went wrong.
The theme of having a player manager seems to be working well for them.
Yeah, it seems to be working very well. And if you look at teams previous that have tried this, Partick Thistle were champions last season and have obviously won their way to the SPL under Alan Archibald. Before that, Jackie McNamara led the team and was very successful. Queen of South themselves had player manager under Alan Johnson. Now he won the league and they got promotion. He subsequently got the job at Kilmarnock after Kenny Shields. He's not doing too well obviously at the moment, but again there was success under player manager. And if you look currently in League One, Mark Roberts at Ayr United is doing a fine job with Ayr second in the league, only behind Rangers. So the player manager's certainly working very well for the teams in the lower leagues. And I also asked Michael about it and how he feels playing under Alec Neil as a player manager.
It was weird at first because obviously the gaffer's part of playing. He was on the pitch, you know, and that's the kind of strange thing when he's on the pitch at times, because you're used to maybe looking over at the dugout and your manager being there on the edge, you know. But It's been great, you know, and it's not really, he's made it really easy, a dead easy transition, and when he's himself been the manager as well as a player. He's an important player and he's a good manager, a great manager as well. So it has been kind of strange, but all in all, it's been great.
You also spoke to him about the youngsters that have progressed through Hamilton's promising youth setup over the recent years as well.
You know, Hamilton are playing with a very young team. Michael made his debut at just 17 at Ibrox in a league game. Looking at previous players Hamilton have had, James McArthur, he was sold for £1.25 million to Wigan. James McArthur, he was £500,000 to Wigan, and Brian Eason, he was £350,000 to Burnley. And all these teams were in the Premiership at that time. James McCarthy's obviously gone on and been sold for £13 million to Everton under his former manager Martinez. £3 million of that money's gone back to Hamilton that they want to put into their youth setup. So